Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Song of Joy by Lorraine Snelling. Narrated by Christina Moore. Prologue. Heinrich Schmitz stared at his three brothers around the table. Our discussion today will go no further. Jacob, in charge of the lumbering arm of the family business, asked, Is someone going to record this meeting?
Yes, Jeffrey will.
Heinrich nodded to his son, who leaned slightly forward and spoke. It might help if I had some idea of what is going on. I have another class in 2 hours. What could possibly be causing? Heinrich barely raised his hand.
I am getting to that.
Jeffrey reached for paper and a pen, sending his father a slight frown at the same time. The brothers were gathered around a small table in a private room off Heinrich's office. The door was locked. Usually they met in the boardroom with their elder sister, Gertrude Schoenlaber, sitting at the head of the table. Lately Miss Carlson, her assistant, was always at her side.
What is bothering you?
Jonathan, who was in charge of the railroad branch, scraped a match and lit his cigar. After an initial puff, he narrowed his eyes and studied his brother.
I had a horrible nightmare 2 nights ago.
Heinrich stared at each brother as his voice deepened.
I know this might be hard to believe, but I am convinced it was not a dream, but a portent of things to come.
Jeffrey looked up from his notes. Fuck! Heinrich's hand came up again just off the edge of the table.
Let me finish.
Everyone stared at him.
In my dream, our elder sister died and left all her property to Nilda Carlson, including her seat on this board.
The scratching of the pen stopped, along with every other sound.
I have made lists of ideas.
He motioned to a notebook on the table in front of him.
And the only feasible thing, actually the easiest and most brilliant, is to neutralize Miss Carlson by having her married into the family.
He nodded to Jeffrey. Chapter 1. June, 1911. Life in America certainly wasn't like Nilda had dreamed. She closed her eyes for a moment, letting memories of home float through her. The house with the big kitchen, the farm, the setter where she had helped take the cows, goats, and sheep to summer pasture. Making cheese, school, friends, the church, but mostly her family, the laughter in their house, all the parts of home. Now, looking out the window again, she could see that farming here and farming in Norway were similar, but here it was so flat in comparison and so much larger. Cattle, horses, and farm animals dotted the pastures, while wheat and corn and other crops stretched for miles. This land used to be covered with gigantic pine trees, but loggers had cleared this land and moved north. Her Uncle Einar's farm in Black Duck, Minnesota, grew white pine or red pine trees like the thousands of acres left to be logged. Like many other immigrants, he paid for the tickets for other family members to come help him clear the land so they could farm it. First, her brother Rune and his family immigrated, then she and her younger brother Ivar. While helping on Rune's farm, she had hoped that one day she would meet a young man and they would have a farm of their own. Little did she know what God had in mind for her. Indeed, who could have dreamed such a life as she was living now? A verse her Moore had often quoted tickled her mind. God would provide far beyond anything she could dream or imagine. True, she had scrambled the words a bit, but still, her life now fit that verse. She stared out the window of the train as it rocked from side to side. Two fishermen in a boat on one of the sky-blue lakes caught her attention. How her nephews loved to fish. And hunt. The bounty of the trees extended to the land and the water, too. Not once since arriving in this country had she gone to bed hungry, nor had any of the others. Porridge was no longer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?